Previously on Bates Motel.
Yeah. You're different.
What's so different about me?
You're kind of weird. Weird good. Shouldn't have done it with someone like you.
I found out today that the city is building a new bypass. It's gonna be the new main road. I bought a motel that no one is ever gonna know is even there.
So when can you sneak me into my dad's office?
Did Jerry Martin have an office here?
I'm not feeling too friendly towards Jerry Martin.
They're from a woman.
B, all my love, B.
Who's B?
Norman! What are you doing walking in the rain? Come on, get in!
You probably shouldn't tell anyone that you came here.
Norman, what happened?
Well, I got upset and had to leave, and Miss Watson was gonna give me a ride, but the next thing I remember, I was just running on the road alone, trying to get home.
Everything is good, Norman, finally. Everything is good.
Hello?
This is Principal Hudgens calling from the White Pine Bay High School emergency phone tree. I'm sorry to report that one of our teachers, Blair Watson, was found dead this morning, the victim of a violent crime, which is currently being investigated by the sheriff's office. This has been a profound loss for all of us. There will be no school Monday, so members of our community can attend her memorial service. We encourage everyone to attend to celebrate the life of this wonderful teacher.
What is it?
Seb is the principal of your school.
What happened?
Norman, what happened last night? You said something about Miss Watson was going to give you a ride home. But she didn't? You never got in the car?
I don't remember. I just remember running home. I guess she couldn't have given me a ride if I was running home, right? Why?
Miss Watson is dead. Apparently, someone killed her.
Man who is born of a woman has but a short time to live and is full of misery. He comes up and is cut down like a flower. In the midst of life, we are in death. Of whom may we seek for our succor, O Lord, who is justly displeased because of our sins? Yet, O Lord God, most holy, O Lord, most mighty, O holy, and most merciful Savior, deliver us not into the bitter pains of eternal death. Do not shut your merciful ears to our prayers. But spare us, Lord, most holy, O God, most mighty, O holy and merciful Savior, most worthy judge eternal. Suffer us not in our last hour for any pains of death.
You need to eat something.
She was so kind. I can't imagine why anyone would hurt her.
Sweetheart, you didn't really know her. You knew only one part of her. God knows what else was going on in that woman's life. We only see the tip of the iceberg with anyone. We see what people want us to see, but that doesn't mean there wasn't something else underneath.
No, she wasn't a bad person.
No, I'm not saying she was.
Who would do this to her?
I don't know, honey. But it's not your problem to figure out who, okay?
You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind, not intentionally. I know it's hard to hear me say it, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read dial. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and out to beg it, but I fumbled. And when it came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. But I fumbled. And when it came down
to the wire, it's like here. You can catch it at 11.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It got busy. Everyone came in all at once.
Where's Norman? He's supposed to be here.
I haven't seen him. Do you want me to go look for him?
No.
No. I'll get him. Yeah.
Down and get back down there.
No, just let me finish this.
What does that mean? 5 minutes? 5 hours? You're taking apart a woodchuck. I don't know how long that's supposed to take. There's a line of customers.
Why? It's a beaver, not a woodchuck. It's the first sophisticated animal I've had the chance to work on by myself.
No. Norman, seriously? You spend too much time in the basement? It's not normal. You need to be out in the world doing normal things.
Can we go driving? You know, my test's coming up. I definitely need to be practicing.
Yes. Yes, we can go driving. But I need you to come down and help me take care of customers in our sold-out motel.
Hey, Emma.
Hey, Norman.
Sorry. What? It's busy, huh?
Yeah, I took care of it. Oh. These came for you.
I guess you sent these to Bradley.
I was just concerned about her, you know, after the accident.
You know, it wasn't an accident. She jumped off a bridge.
It's a euphemism. You know, I know what happened.
You know, she's getting out of the mental hospital today. Yeah, I ran into Jenna in town. She told me.
Why would she tell you about it?
Because I asked how Bradley was.
Oh. Well, all good. Yeah, I'm glad she's better.
Hey, Mom. Heard we're going home.
What's that?
I want to start paying your rent. I know I keep saying I'm going to move out, but I haven't moved out yet, have I?
I'm not taking your money. I know where you get it.
Norma, that's stupid. You might as well say that you're not going to go to the laundry or the car wash. Okay, because let's be honest, everything in this town exists because of the weed industry.
My motel doesn't. It's just happy people on vacations.
Okay, Norma, whatever. All right, I'm just going to leave that there, though. You don't ever have to take it, but I'm trying.
Pass this guy?
No.
Well, then why did you look in the side mirror and edge out like that?
I was thinking about passing him.
Whoa! You're too far off the road on this side. Get back!
I can drive, Mother, without you telling me every little thing to do.
Excuse me if I don't want you to suddenly find your wheel off the road in the dirt and then suddenly we veer off into a tree.
Of course, I wouldn't know how to not drive into a tree if it wasn't for your assistance.
Come on. If you are going to pass this guy, which you should, make sure it's totally clear and then use your blinker.
I know how to use the blinker, Mom.
Okay. Go. Floor it. Get around this guy. Hurry! Good. Very good.
No, you're kidding. You're actually complimenting me?
Don't be sarcastic. I'm just trying to help you. Or do you want to not drive?
I'm not sure that I am driving.
Again. Norman, Miss Watson passed away four months
ago. She was murdered. I never got the chance to say goodbye.
When is this gonna end?
What?
This endless moping around about Miss Watson. Yes, it was horrible and it was sad, but it's not like she was your friend or a girlfriend or a relative. She was just your teacher. You're a teenager, it's summer, you should be out, I don't know, playing baseball or going to swimming holes or something normal.
I don't think mourning the death of someone who'd been special to you is particularly abnormal.
Oh, I'm just a little concerned that you seem obsessed with morbidity or something. I mean, you spend your days equally mooning over a dead teacher and taking apart dead animals. It's just weird. It's not right, Norman. It makes me feel like a bad mother.
You're not a bad mother.
Well, whatever. But the point is, it's not healthy for you. You need to spend time with actual living organisms. Come on, let's go home.
You drive. Going 42. I saw the speed limit was 35.
Stop it.
Then you hit two of those bump thingies in the middle of the road. I'm afraid you might just suddenly veer off into an oncoming truck or... Mother! What are you doing?
Excuse me. What's going on here?
This here is the new bypass road. It's going to connect from here to the main highway on the far side of town.
Yeah, I know all about it, but... Why are you here now? I read it was delayed for funding.
Look, lady, all I know is that we're going to break ground on Monday.
Monday? Okay. Okay, thank you.
What's the matter?
They're building the new bypass. They're actually building it. I thought I had time to fight it.
What did he say, Mother?
They're starting work on Monday. This is the road that's going to ruin our lives.
Mom, I'm just walking into the village, okay?
They have a meeting tomorrow.
Who has a meeting?
White Pine Bay City Council. I'm putting my name on the agenda to speak.
Speak about what?
It's a bypass.
Oh, what are you going to say? You need to prepare for something like that.
I will be prepared. I have until tomorrow. Norman, we have to fight this. You got to stand up for yourself in life. You can't let the world run over you.
How are you going to stop a city from building a road?
on here? Kimmy, look out there.
We did that.
All those cars, all those people out there in our motel, all of them, every single one found us driving along the main road. Remember that first night we got to turn on the no vacancy sign?
Uh-huh.
You remember what that felt like?
Yeah.
We started over. We came here to do it, and we did it. And I'm not letting anyone take that away from us. Okay? I will figure it out.
Okay, Mother.
Where did you say we were going?
Oh, into the village.
Okay. Have fun.
See you in a bit.
You'll see, Norman. We're gonna do this. It's all gonna be good.
Bradley Martin, what do you want?
I want to know who killed my dad.
I don't know who killed your dad.
I find that hard to believe. You worked with him every day. You must know something. Who his enemies were, if someone had it out for him.
How old are you?
Old enough.
I'm sorry about what happened to your father. But all I can tell you is stuff you don't want to hear.
Try me.
Your father was a shitheel. He was out for himself. He had no loyalty to anyone, and that's a bad move in this business.
That's a good start.
I could tell you more if you want to come inside. Yeah, that's what I thought. So go home, kid. Forget about him.
A boy is here to see you. Norman Bates.
I wrote you nearly every day you were in the institution.
I know. Thought I should be away for a while.
Well, how are you doing?
Awesome.
Okay.
Human relationships are glorious, aren't they, Norman?
I guess I just wanted to say one thing to you. I heard about what happened, that you tried to kill yourself. And I try to imagine what that would feel like, wanting to do that. It must have been terribly isolating.
feeling that you had nowhere to turn, no one to talk to, no way out. But you never need to feel that way. You need to know that you can always talk to me. And that I will always be there for you if you need me. As a friend. I just wanted to tell you that.
Hey, why are you taking pictures of me? Hey!
Jerry Martin's kid poking around asking questions. Get rid of her, all right? I don't want anybody talking to her about anything.
Why? What happened?
Well, she showed up at my place last night out of the blue asking questions. You know, who killed her dad? I don't need that shit. Thought I got rid of my Jerry Martin problem.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
The girl's crazy. You know? Heard she was locked up. It's a shame. She's smoking hot.
Why the hell does Gil hate Jerry Martin so much?
Probably because Jerry Martin was sleeping with his girlfriend.
Really? Who's that?
Blair Watson and Chico got killed. Daughter of the other Weed family. Let's go. We got a run to do. Come on.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I was wondering if it'd be possible for me to see Sheriff Romero.
Your name?
Norman Bates.
So, what can I do for you, Norman?
Well, today I was at the graveyard, you know, up on Shepherd's Hill where Miss Watson's buried. And I saw this strange man standing at her grave. Here, I took some photos of him. You know, I thought it might be helpful. That maybe this man might have had something to do with her murder.
Well, why do you think that?
Before she died, I overheard her at school having an argument with someone on the phone. Someone named Eric. Which is, I got suspicious when I saw that man standing at her graveside.
And, you go to her grave a lot?
I do. Sometimes.
Yeah, how come?
I don't know, I just feel so terrible about her death. It seems so unfair.
Yeah. You ever go to her house?
Me? I did, yeah.
Yeah, when?
Ooh. I don't remember exactly. we were working on a story I wrote for class, and she liked it and wanted to try and help me get it published, so we met at her house to go over it. She was wonderful that way, you know, Miss Watson, always trying to be helpful to her students. Why? Why? Did you find any evidence? Or my fingerprints at her house? Or...
Well, if we did, we wouldn't know they were yours, right? I mean, unless you'd ever been fingerprinted before.
I haven't. But I wouldn't have been the only student to ever have gone to her house, would I?
No. Not a lot of prints at her house. We assume belonged to students. And other teachers told us she did a lot of school projects at her home.
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to find who killed her.
Well, that's very good to hear. Do you want me to email you a copy of those photos?
No, it's not necessary. Thanks.
Well, I better be going.
We understand Crime and Punishment is a classic, but is it really appropriate reading for high school students? An old lady gets murdered with a hatchet very early in the book, and the main character, who we're supposed to feel sympathy for, is the murderer. His savior comes in the form of a prostitute named Sonia. Really? The PTA parents have put together a list of books we think would be more appropriate titles.
Thank you, Marcy. We will discuss this with the school board. All right. That's going to end the meeting for tonight. All in favor, say aye.
Excuse me? I signed up to be on the agenda tonight.
Excuse me?
It's about the new bypass. I read that it was delayed, and now I hear that it's being started on Monday. I don't support the road. I'm proposing that we stop it.
And you are?
I'm Norma Bates. I own the Bates Motel.
And?
Well, this new bypass is going to cut us off from all the traffic going through town, and it's going to destroy our business.
Well, approach the council, Mrs. Bates. So what's your plan for stopping the bypass, Norma Bates?
My plan? Well, I wanted to express my views to the council.
Which you've done. Anything else?
I don't see how you can think this is okay. It's going to create this whole big, ugly strip of big box stores and all sorts of traffic out there. It's not going to be the same quaint town.
Are you saying that you don't want the economic boost that comes from having big new stores out on the highway? Oh, wait, not unless it suits your business, right? I think you're a little confused and, frankly, out of line. All in favor of ending the meeting?
Aye.
You're a dick.
Excuse me?
Yes, I just called you a dick because that's what you are. I'm stuck here now because I can't sell my property because of your stupid bypass. I'm underwater. No one told me that before I bought it. Maybe you should talk about that at a city council meeting. Or maybe you should talk about the fact that your fancy town is run on drug money. Maybe that would be worth talking about as opposed to crazy house moms whining about whether or not their kids have read about axe murderers and whores. Welcome to the world, ladies! There are axe murderers and whores stuffed under every rug, so your kids better read up on it and get educated, because that's what life is! It's a cesspool you claw and scratch and fight to swim out of, but you never get to the top!
As voted, the meeting is adjourned.
Why'd you want to meet way out here? Why all the secrecy?
I heard you talk to Gil.
So what if I did?
That's not smart. You know what your dad did. What Gil does. You need to stay away from him. You need to stay away from the whole operation.
As soon as he tells me who killed my dad.
He's not gonna do that.
We'll see.
I think. I'm pretty sure, actually. That your dad was sleeping with Blair Watson. That's the bee that you found in those letters. And she also happened to be Gil's girlfriend. And when Gil found out, he wasn't very happy. Now, I don't know if that's what happened to your father, but it's more than likely. You need to stop doing what you're doing and stay the hell out of all of this. It's not gonna bring your dad back. And it could get you hurt or worse.
I like how you're worried about me all of a sudden. It's funny.
Why is it funny?
Because you didn't answer any of my emails. What?
That was about my brother. He likes you. There's lines you don't cross.
Whatever.
I'm just trying to help you, Bradley.
I don't need you to.
Norma.
You scared me. You shouldn't sneak up on somebody like that.
I didn't know walking down the sidewalk constitutes sneaking up on somebody.
What do you want?
You all right?
I have been better.
That's my...
I am not even gonna go into it.
I wanted to tell you that Norman came to see me today.
What for?
He brought me a photo he took of a man out at Blair Watson's grave. Do you know he's been going out there on a regular basis?
I know he's been out there. I thought he's gotten over this. I think that he's young, he's impressionable, her death hit him very hard. He and Miss Watson, I don't even know her first name.
Blair.
She was his advisor. He really cared about her.
Yeah, that's just what he told me.
Yeah, Norman is a very sensitive boy.
Still, you know, 4 months after she died, I don't think he should be hanging out at her grave.
Oh, no, I totally agree with you, and he needs to find some other activities. Trust me, I'm working on it.
It's summer. Just,
Right.
Go let him have some fun, you know, let him be a kid.
You're right. Absolutely. He should. He will. This has got to stop.
What?
I was just pulled aside by Romero, who filled me in on your visit.
What did I do? I didn't do anything wrong. I saw a suspicious man at her grave and went to the police.
Stop it! Stop it! This is not sane! You are obsessed with that dead woman. Why? Why, Norman? Why are you obsessed with her death?
I went to her house that night.
What night?
The night she was killed.
But that's not what you told me. That's not what you said. You said that she offered you a ride and that you didn't take
it. That's not what I said. I said she offered me a ride and then I was running home. But something happened in the middle. I couldn't tell you. You'd have been angry, you know, disappointed in me.
Norman, you need to tell me what happened that night.
She took me to her house to clean up my eye. You know, her bird had been cut. And she was nice. She made me tea. She talked to me. But it was, but it was weird. You know, I felt like something was happening, like she was attracted to me or something. And it felt wrong, but also not wrong.
Did you sleep with her?
No. No, I she was just going to drive me home, but she went to change, and she left her bedroom door open, and I could see her, you know, undressing. And I got scared, I guess, you know, I don't really remember. I just remember feeling almost like I was going to faint, and then the next thing I know, I was running home. I don't remember.
You don't remember what happened?
No! No, I've tried, but all I can think about is if I hadn't have left, I might have been there when that person attacked her. And I might have been able to help her, I might have been able to save her. I feel like it's my fault, like I've let her down.
And why did you leave?
I don't know, Mother.
Listen to me. She tried to seduce you, and it was not appropriate. Somewhere inside, you knew that, and you ran away. That's it. It's plain and simple. You ran away because you're a good boy. You're a good boy.
You must like this place.
Can I come in?
Yes, you can.
You drink yet?
Please.
Have you thought about our little talk?
I have. And I need to know more about my dad. Is that what you wanted?
So far, so good.
Easy being a girl without a daddy, you know?
I can imagine.
I just need someone to explain things to me. To tell me everything.
Ask away.
Sleeping with Blair Watson. And I need to know more about my dad because I don't think I ever really knew him.
Take this off.
Someone. might have been jealous. Did you mean what you said, that you'd always be here for me? Good. Because I